According to data released by the federal government, there are more than 900,000 open internet technology and computer science jobs in the U.S. In Utah, more than 5,000 of these jobs are unfilled. To address the issue, Utah tech companies are working with state lawmakers to fund a K-12 computer science program for every Utah school by 2022.
First and foremost is the recognition that our economy is changing very rapidly.
That's Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. Earlier this week, Governor Gary Herbert proposed $10.2 million of the 2021 state budget go to the computer science program.
Whether computer science is what you want to do for an actual living or whatever it is you want to do, virtually every single piece of the economy now is impacted by computers and technology.
Many districts across the state have been working to create these opportunities for several years now, according to Tim Smith with the Cache County School District. But Smith says reworking the schedule to make room for the new curriculum on top of state requirements for subjects like math, science, health, and literacy, in addition to finding qualified professionals to instruct students on coding, will be the program's biggest challenges.
When the business world is experiencing shortages of the magnitude they are in the state of Utah, you can imagine the shortages that creates in an educational setting.
If approved, Governor Herbert's proposal would join the $4 million in pledges and contributions of the Silicon Slopes Computer Science Fund, established by several Utah tech firms with the Community Foundation of Utah. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.